Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Who's Talking: A Roadmap to Emotional Intelligence and Self-Mastery by Chris Hinton, is a personal development guide focused on emotional intelligence, self-awareness, and healthier relationships. Drawing on Hinton's work as a coach and emotional intelligence educator, the book argues that many of life's recurring struggles are not mainly about external circumstances, but about the internal conversations that shape perception, behavior, and connection. A central organizing idea is the metaphor of an inner village, where different parts of the self show up as distinct emotional voices and learned patterns. By learning to notice who is speaking internally, readers are guided to pause before reacting, regulate their nervous system, and respond with greater clarity. The book's purpose is practical to help readers identify blind spots, reduce emotional dysregulation, and strengthen boundaries so that relationships with family, friends, money, food, and especially oneself become more intentional and stable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, everything is relational, starting with the relationship to self. A foundational theme in the book is the claim that everything we do is relational. Hinton frames daily life as a web of relationships, not only with people, but also with money, food, work, and personal identity. In this view, recurring conflict, avoidance, or dissatisfaction often reflects the quality of the inner relationship. First, the way a person interprets events, assigns meaning, and speaks to themselves under stress. The practical implication is that improving external relationships is difficult if the internal one is chaotic, self-critical, or reactive. The book encourages readers to treat self-leadership as a relationship skill, one that can be strengthened through awareness and practice. Instead of focusing on changing other people or forcing outcomes, it invites a shift toward observing internal patterns that drive communication and choices. When readers learn to recognize their own triggers and unmet expectations, they can approach others with more steadiness. This makes relational repair more possible, because responses become less defensive and more deliberate. Secondly, the inner village mapping emotions and subconscious patterns. Hinton uses the metaphor of an inner village to make emotional complexity easier to work with. Each villager represents a different emotional state, protective strategy, or subconscious pattern that can take the lead in moments of pressure. Rather than treating difficult emotions as problems to suppress, the framework helps readers separate identity from momentary experience. The key question becomes which villager is talking right now. This approach supports emotional granularity, the skill of identifying what is actually being felt instead of labeling everything as stress or anger. It also reduces shame, because the presence of a reactive voice does not mean a person is broken, it means a part of them learned a strategy that once helped them cope. By naming and noticing these internal voices, readers can better understand why they repeat the same arguments, sabotage goals, or swing between overcontrol and impulsivity. The village metaphor provides a workable structure for self-inquiry that is concrete enough to use in real time, especially during conflict or overwhelm. Thirdly, awareness and blind spots expanding the options you can see. A recurring idea is that life is a series of choices, but the options a person can perceive are limited by their level of awareness. When awareness is narrow, behavior becomes automatic, the same assumptions, interpretations, and reactions replay with little flexibility. The book emphasizes expanding awareness to uncover subconscious blind spots, including patterns that feel normal only because they are familiar. By learning to observe internal dialogue, readers can identify the moment a story forms about what something means, what someone intended, or what is about to happen next. This observation creates a small but powerful gap between stimulus and response, where new choices become possible. Hinton's approach is less about perfect emotional control and more about conscious noticing, recognizing when fear, resentment, or insecurity is driving the wheel. As awareness increases, the reader can reconnect with a more authentic self beneath the surface of habitual coping. That authenticity is presented as practical, not abstract. It shows up as clearer boundaries, calmer communication, and decisions that match core values rather than short-term emotional relief. Fourthly, regulating emotional dysregulation with simple in-the-moment tools. The book pairs its mindset framework with concrete tools for emotional regulation. One example described in public listings is box breathing, a structured breathing technique often used to calm the nervous system and reduce escalation. The purpose of such tools is not to avoid emotion, but to stabilize the body enough to think clearly and choose a response. Another practical idea referenced is mental jiu-jitsu, presented as a method for handling emotional surges and internal narratives without being thrown off balance. While the details are framed in accessible language, the core promise is consistent: when a person can interrupt dysregulation early, they gain more control over what they say and do next. The book also connects dysregulation to unmet expectations. suggesting that disappointment and frustration often intensify when reality collides with rigid internal demands. By learning to notice expectations and regulate physiological arousal, readers can reduce reactive behavior and repair faster after conflict. The tools are designed to be usable in everyday settings, not only in reflective journaling time. Lastly, boundaries and self-leadership, leading the village with clarity. Self-mastery in the book is closely tied to the ability to lead oneself, especially when multiple internal voices compete for control. Hinton emphasizes that boundaries are not only interpersonal rules, but also internal commitments about what the self will tolerate, repeat, or abandon. When boundaries are weak, the loudest inner villager often wins, such as the pleaser, the critic, or the anxious protector, and behavior becomes inconsistent. The book frames boundaries as a relational strengthening tool. They reduce resentment, clarify expectations, and protect emotional bandwidth. Practically, this means learning to pause, identify what is happening inside, and choose a response aligned with long-term values rather than short-term relief. It also means owning responsibility for the self, instead of outsourcing emotional stability to other people's actions. This kind of self-leadership supports healthier communication because it reduces blame and increases clarity about needs and limits. Over time, the reader is encouraged to become a steadier internal leader, so the village becomes less reactive and more coordinated in daily life. In conclusion, Who's Talking is best suited for readers who want emotional intelligence that feels usable in real situations during conflict, stress, overthinking, or relationship friction. It will resonate with people who sense that their biggest obstacles are internal patterns, like reactivity, avoidance, self-criticism, or difficulty holding boundaries. The main benefits are practical and cumulative. Readers are guided to increase self-awareness, recognize inner narratives before they harden into behavior, and use simple regulation tools to create space for better choices. The inner village metaphor is a key strength because it turns abstract emotional work into a memorable map, making it easier to identify what is happening inside without collapsing into shame. Compared with many emotional intelligence books that stay conceptual, this one positions self-mastery as moment-to-moment leadership, pausing, observing, and responding with clarity. Its focus on the relationship to self as the foundation for all other relationships also gives it a coherent through line, connecting nervous system regulation, expectations, and boundaries into one framework. For readers seeking a compassionate, action-oriented guide to becoming calmer and more intentional, it offers a straightforward roadmap. If you would like to support Chris Hinton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.